the rest
of the story. Athletes and their admirers will remember the 1976 Olympic Games. There were remarkable achievements whose achievers, like hurdler Edwin Moses and multi-gold gymnast Nadia Comaneci, became legends. March 1976, the torch passed through Livermore, California. It was a big deal for the Alameda County community of some 50,000. But could you, who were not present for the occasion, imagine how big? The procession was planned for the 30th. Everybody in town, even folks in Oakland more than 30 miles away, eagerly anticipating, could recite for you the designated route through 2 miles of Livermore's boulevards. Law enforcement and community officials coordinated their responsibilities, matched each scheduled minute to each checkpoint. On the momentous day, there was much commotion along the way. Routine traffic was restricted to other avenues. And yet, as the police escort appeared in the distance, the crowd grew strangely silent. Reverent, not celebratory. Issuing only murmurs as the motorcade approached. Security in town was never tighter. A child whispered to his mother, "Where is it going?" And the parent pointed down the street to an important-looking building. And there on East Avenue, the procession stopped in front of the Livermore Firehouse, which then became, and which is to this day, the home of a beacon that has since illuminated the planet. For the 1976 Olympic torch, on its winding way to Montreal, did not tour through Livermore. The heavily guarded guiding light, which was instead solemnly escorted through the city streets that spring, was a light bulb. A light bulb, a solitary electric light bulb that had hung from the ceiling of the city's old firehouse since 1901. But when the communities of Livermore and Pleasanton got a new firehouse, the firefighters insisted that that historic relic, manufactured 3/4 of a century previous by the Shelby Electric Company, accompany them to the new facility. And there it is even still, unshaded in its socket, hanging by its electrical cord 18 feet from the floor. An internet-connected camera is trained on it 24 hours of every day for folks far and wide long on to the centennial bulb before turning in for the night. A comfort, they call it, a glimmer of hope in the oft-times gloom. For you see, with the exception of a mere 23 minutes during which that extraordinary artifact was disconnected and transported to the present Livermore Pleasanton Fire Department headquarters, the ancient light bulb has been blazing nonstop, has been burning continuously, night and day, since it was first installed in 1901. The longest anywhere record, of course. But also a unique and incredible symbol of the ever-vigilant firefighter. And now, a nightlight with its own website. A paragon of persistence. An eternal flame to which the yearning turn in an all-too-momentary world. Now, you know the rest of the story.